I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
I'm not sorry.
All right.
But I am. Cool. All right. Welcome to episode 9 of the Almanac Podcast. My name is Alex, and I'm here with my boy, Eddie.
What's up?
It's go time. All right, cool. You kind of just want to jump into this, or how are you doing?
I'm cool. I'm good. How about you?
Chilling, just working. I hear that. No, I'm good. I'm feeling great. Honestly, I'm feeling pretty good. I kind of just want to jump into this coronavirus thing, since we have it up.
Girl.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Since we have it up, yo, they're probably like, yo, what are these niggas planning? Like, they're dropping bombs here, and here.
No,
gas will spread throughout the city. Like,
I'm just kidding.
What's the bull from Batman? With the gas, Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Just Scarecrow this whole situation.
That's actually a pretty good villain.
Yeah, you're a rap.
Yeah.
Like, Batman, that Batman.
He came up on one of the most recent ones, right?
It was Arkham City.
Oh yeah,
I think it was Arkham City. Yeah, mm-hmm. He popped. He was the villain for that one.
Oh okay.
It was a good game in my opinion.
Oh, you're talking about the game. Sorry.
Yeah,
I thought you're talking about one of the movies.
No, he wasn't in it actually. Maybe an anime.
He was in one of the movies, right? He was in The Dark Knight. I'm pretty sure.
No, Dark Knight was Joker.
No, but there was someone else. I mean, they had multiple.
They had Joker and Two Face.
No, look it up.
Bro, he wasn't in the movie.
Not Dark Knight, but he was definitely in one of the movies. He must have been. No,
the only way they could imitate that, they would have to redo it like how Spider-Man Homecoming was, where,
maybe I'm getting it confused.
Where Mysterio, yeah, Mysterio was.
Yeah, like, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, see, I think you're thinking about a different person.
Wow, alright, whatever.
Scarecrow, bro.
No, alright, type in, Batman, a movie series, I guess. Or is it Arkham Knight?
It's Arkham City.
Oh, from the game.
Oh, you're talking about movies, bro. He's not in
fucking
any of them.
Mind. Whatever.
Bro, that's
don't even worry about it. Just close out of that. Anyway.
Back to the coronavirus.
Yeah, back to the coronavirus. Just trying to make a point, but fuck me.
That's really been like it's a real trending topic right now.
Oh yeah.
Like, people were talking about it like months ago.
Trending death right
and
now.
And now it's just like now it's like really catching pace. All right, yo, like mm-hmm. It's not under control yet, but
yeah. Yeah, so we have Almir here. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong.
Yo, back to
now, yeah, so we got the coronavirus going on right now. And we have Almir has a map called Coronavirus COVID-19 Global Cases by John Hopkins. CSSE. What does that mean?
This shit just sounds like some shit like some loon at his crib with like maps and pinpoints on the maps.
Yeah, yeah. So
he got strings and shit. He's like it first contracted here.
Yeah, so for our listeners,
want you to know.
Yeah, for our listeners, this is a map, a live map of people with confirmed cases, total deaths, and total recovered people with the coronavirus, which is whew, fucking killing people. So what do we got over here? Total confirmed cases of the coronavirus is 88,371. That is fucking wild.
I feel like we're just like making everybody accomplices. This is like illegal information. It just feels like
you guys need to be more aware.
We have this much access to this information.
This is what the internet's for, all right?
Like, yo. If this was information we're not supposed to have, like, yo, we just literally like threw the gun on everybody's lap. Like, yo, bro, you're part of this too. Like,
oh shit!
If you listen to this, you're
gonna kill us off real quick.
Men in Black.
Men in Black. I heard you dropped the podcast on Monday. You're gonna have to come with us.
Flash you.
And we never got heard from again. So we got. So they they show everyone that has contracted the coronavirus by country and region.
For real?
Yeah, look at the map. Sorry, I'm saying this. I'm trying to explain to the listeners what I'm looking at. and it seems like, so how many cases do we have over in the United States, or I guess Northern America? Like 74. Jesus. But no deaths?
One death.
Oh, shit.
Oh, for real?
Jesus. So, yeah, while we record this podcast, I thought it dropped. So, while we record this... record this podcast, I guess we'll have Almir give us live updates, because we took a 10-minute break there, and how many people just contracted it? 200 people just contracted it, according to this live website right here. I'm
trying to scare people with this.
I'm not trying to scare y'all, but the internet's not a nice place. It's definitely a scary place.
This shit, moving like social media. Like, share.
I wonder how many people were on this site, like, giving live information. I wonder how the system works, but... Excuse me.
But like I'm really just surprised that I don't know. I usually don't sweat these kind of things.
Right, because you're kind of used to like there being a global scare.
On a
yearly basis.
Yeah, like it's like every 4 years they find something new or like something that's like an old disease. Because like, apparently Ebola was around for a while, mm-hmm. and then like it just became a big phenomenon then.
Yeah. What you were saying?
I was saying about I'm not. Should I go from the top?
Right? No. I cut you off when it cut off.
All right. So pretty much there was swine flu, there was Ebola.
All right. So you were saying that.
Every year there's something. A lot of them are old diseases, but they just like flared up. It was like a flare.
Yeah.
A flare with the United States, like yo, like the U.S. just got herpes, bro.
Right.
Like flare.
Oh shit.
But that's how I felt about it. But the fact that it's still like an ongoing matter is like nuts to me.
Right now? Like, well, I feel like the swine flu when it was out, it lasted a decent time.
But like,
so we have how much did the swine flu do? How many deaths did the swine flu actually have? In the United States, they have 12,469 confirmed deaths.
See, that's crazy. I didn't even know that.
That's insane.
Right.
That is actually something I wasn't even aware of. Why so high? Is it because people weren't taking like precautionary like measures?
I
mean, or
I didn't know what like there, I, like there really wasn't. I can't think of any real like way to like to avoid it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. Put some Vicks on your chest, bro. That's it. Like I don't know.
Do it like the Puerto
keep
Rican
it pushing,
style,
you know.
Yeah. I mean,
because bro, like I don't got face mask money. Feel me? Like
what?
Like, I don't have face mask money. Like I'm not out here just like I'm not gonna spend money on a face mask, knowing I may or may not.
Yeah, but what if it saves your life?
If it got that serious, but like how would I know?
Like, I mean,
imagine being that scared for you.
I don't know. I feel like I don't see enough people like on a weekly basis to.
I mean, it's already like some people view it as a fashion statement. I know that's popular in like Asian culture.
Really?
Face mask? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, as like a political standpoint, like
now it's
or not political, just oh okay.
Now it's a fashion.
Like a fashion trend?
Yeah, bro. Like, there's Bathing Ape face masks.
Yeah, but is that... Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, like... Yeah. It's
like, I got real
just,
money.
Just a real... Yeah, like, I can cough into some money.
That's kind of like when... I think they were selling air back in China. They're selling,
Kanye,
like...
Kanye West air?
Yeah, like, canned air. Like, you can buy air cans.
Yeah, I swear I saw that on, like, eBay. It was like, yo, selling a bag of air from a Kanye West concert.
How much did it go for?
Girl, I don't remember. Yeah, they were asking like $70. At least $70 for a bag of air.
There you go. There's your resale game, Eddie.
Like, yo, for real. Yo, flip it.
Just flip some Kanye West air.
Yo, just like a pen, no ink. Yeah, Kanye West used his pen. $50.
No ink.
No ink. $50.
Yeah. Okay. So from the regular flu, we have. What year is that? It's 2010. Okay. Is there more.
Recent?
Is there this year?
Ah. So we're 34,000 off of flu?
Off the flu itself.
That's crazy.
That is insane. Jesus.
I mean, like, yeah, because for real, it was never a flu I couldn't beat. Feel me? Like, never a flu virus I couldn't defeat. Osmosis Jones had my back.
I bet someone like from an older generation would probably tell you to take more precautionary measures. That's probably how I got someone else. Need like they're just vitamins. Like they were the same way. Like they were like, you know, like I've never faced a flu I never beat. Like, and then the one year, like you're fucking on your ass. Like, you know.
Bro, I don't know. I just cough seared it up, bro. Like, I'm on a little Wayne future diet. Like, not even like the good stuff. Like, literally like the over the counter Robitussin and like Dayquil. But like, yo, I did that before. I've chugged the whole thing in 24 hours,
definitely,
just to get rid of a flu bad.
I've done that at work where I just chug Dayquil all day because I just had to get through it.
That nasty ass taste. Yo.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's 2020. We can't make better medicine. Like,
make it taste better.
Like, yo, they, I'm just saying that they make vapor juice that tastes like real. Like, they make vape juice and it tastes good, but they can't do medicine.
That's insane. So what was that population? Kind of circle back on this coronavirus thing. Well, how many people got the coronavirus over in Toronto? I'm interested to see that number. Oh, okay. They have the countries right there.
Nobody died yet, though.
Well, yeah. Okay.
14 confirmed. 14
cases. 2 recovered already, though. That's good.
Yeah. So, but imagine being one of them people, and it's not just scary because of the fact you're dealing with a virus, but if they catch you, like the government catches you, they have to quarantine you, the straight ET treatment, like hazmat suits, you're like butt ass naked on a tray.
As far as so like depressing too, because like they like I feel like the people that want to support you just actually can't.
Like, you're like, what's your family gonna do? Like they can't touch you, they shouldn't.
Yeah, you know,
like, yo, if my mom tried to hug me, I'm like, yo, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, you love me that much, you'll kill you. Like, you're gonna expose yourself to.
Yeah, you know, go do you. All right, like, yo, just catch
like,
me after.
Yo, just pay for my treatment. Like, you want to show real love? Pay for my treatment. Hey, just give me a hug. Like, mother's love is gonna cure everything. Yo, for real.
Jesus, damn. So. I was also reading some reports about the kid we were talking about last week. The one that was getting bullied, but there were rumors about him actually being like 18 and he was like scamming people out of like what, like $60,000 or half a mil, something like that.
I think he had like 500,000 off of right. just donations. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, it's crazy because it being like they really did.
Like the internet really ran with
ran with the whole scheme. Like, yo, boy's 18. I'm like, yo, like I realized, like, yo, anybody could really fake anything, make a fake account.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the pictures were persuasive. They looked just like him.
Yeah,
I mean, granted, I don't know if they were him or not, but like,
right.
But like, apparently, his aunt had just came out and said that he was. Like, she, like, co-signed, like, yo, he's actually, like, 9 years old. Like, the family and him and himself haven't actually spoken, which I feel like also which makes people feel like it's a scam because, like, why can't you just respond? Like,
yeah. Like, well, I think.
Like, you know. Like,
I think it probably became something bigger.
Yo, that's the boy I was talking about last week, Keaton Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's this?
He was a white boy that got bullied. But they said he was getting bullied by I think it was by black kids.
Oh, and he was just.
But then like.
Oh yeah.
And like people were donating money to him, but it turns out he comes from like a racist family.
Oh okay.
But people were like donating bread, and like even like an MMA fighter had reached out to them, uh-huh. And like the mom literally said like, I don't want your help, I just want money, like send me money.
Yeah.
Like she like so he exposed her, which really put that out there as well.
Damn.
I mean, if you're being racist, what do you expect to happen? Like,
at this day and age, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, if you're going to be racist, what would you expect?
Just expect all the smoke, for sure.
But, like, I just think, like, going back to the whole Quaid and Bales, I think I'm saying that right. It's like Q-U-E.
Oh, yeah.
The little kid. It's, like, crazy how, like, the internet could just paint, like, a...
An entire story about you?
A story about you, and then people will run with it.
Yeah.
Off the street. I mean,
we ran with it, but it was just something that came up. And we just kind of, like, you know, kind of, like, talked about it and addressed it. But, I mean, that's good news, though. Like, at least he didn't scam all these people. Mm-hmm. But it's still a lot of money, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, kids. Didn't I say that? Mm-hmm. I feel like I said that last week. I was like, how does money fix the problem? My man's getting bullied. Like, like, yo, like, nobody really, like, dude, nobody thinks about that. Like, yo, how does money fix the problem?
Give him a stack to slap around.
Like, yeah, like, yo, you know what make him happy? Like, that's, it's only going to be temporary then. Like, the money's going to get spent. Like my man's still going to get bullied.
Nah, he can have his, buy himself a really good life, like, essentially.
A security guards at the end of school.
Well, I mean, like,
punch kids in the face.
Think about it like this. So, like, you can avoid the bullying by... Now he has money for private school, or he has money for homeschool. Like, his aunt can, like, drop her job and teach her. Like, she can do all this stuff with the money. It's just, like, a prayer that she actually does do something.
500,000, bro? You said live off that for what, bro? That is not enough to live off of. Not for long. Like, you'll definitely get a couple years, depending on how you stretch it. He'll
probably get through, like, his, childhood.
What? I ain't doing no homeschool. I ain't doing no homeschool. I got a job. I got a job to do. Teach your dumb ass.
Just do what my mom did to me. Suck it the fuck up.
Your mom didn't put you in...
No. Like, just... like, my mom would just tell me to suck it up, like, if someone was bullying up to you.
Yeah, pretty much, but... Exactly.
And,
like,
and don't get hit. Like, and if you get hit, hit back.
That's it?
Don't throw the first punch, whatever. All that bullshit.
You know, that moment where you're just in each other's chest. Yo, come on, swing, bro.
My mom said you got to swing first, all right? Fuck you up.
Bro, my nephew did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he fought.
He said,
like,
that?
Yeah, no. The teacher told my sister. I got to keep... I can't stop. My dad told me I can't stop. Like, he was apologizing during the fight, apparently. Like, while the teacher was trying to separate him, but while he was swinging, he was saying, oh, my dad said I can't stop.
It's crazy how, like, you, like, your parent sometimes is, like, you know, in front of, like, the school staff, like, they'll just be, like, not aggressive, but they'll, like, seem like they have a demeanor to discipline you. And then, like, they're just, like, they take you out to school, and they're, like, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Like,
you do what you had to do.
You did the right thing, all right?
Yeah, bro.
Like, your parents just back you, like, 100, and that's, like, one of the best feelings, for sure. Especially if you get in a fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm lying. I got grounded every time. Whether I did it or not.
Yeah, definitely. I've gotten grounded for that, but that's neither here or there. So thank God the kid isn't actually tracking back to the kid that was actually getting bullied. But what if that kid can't actually, like, stand up for himself? Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, that kid probably can't stand up for himself. He's probably getting some... I wonder what kind of bullying he was, like, actually receiving.
Was, like, physical? Like, they were tossing him?
No. That'd be fucked up.
I mean, no, because he's 9 years old, so he's with another 9 year old. Like, they're not that much bigger than him.
Yeah, and kids are fucking dicks, too. Like,
yeah.
They're fucking assholes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're not going to, like, understand, like, that he's different. Like, I mean, like, obviously, that's going to come with that. But it also, I mean, you could say it goes on the parents, you know, feel me, for not teaching, like, that kind of stuff. But, like,
sure.
I don't know what actions the school, like, took upon that. Because, like, because you peeped that, like, she recorded it and put it on Facebook rather than, like, actually going to the school. Like, she made it a public matter.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you could call it raising awareness if you want, but... Like, right. Like, everybody knows that there's fucking bullying. Like, if you go to school, you know that there's bullying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Like, yo, if you could bring me to a school that there's no bullying. Like, so, there's always one.
Yeah.
There's always one. Somebody.
Some dickhead. even if it's, like, just verbal.
Bro,
like,
we bullied. We were bullies.
Yeah.
In middle school.
I've gotten bullied in the same school I was bullying. So, like, it was just kind of like
Like a food chain. A food chain. Yo, it was really a food chain.
But, like, no, it's cool because, like one of my bullies back in, like, high school, like, after high school, like, we apologized to each other. Like,
for real?
Yeah, yeah, oh, definitely. Because it was like, how much of this can I take? Like, because it was, like, a joke kind of thing. But, like, after high school, like, He like joined the military, and then he was just like, yo, I'm really sorry about that, because that was kind of fucked up. Like, you know, like having that recognition, being like, you're able to like go back in your past and kind of be like, oh yeah, I was really like fucked up back then.
Like, I mean, bro, 9 times out of 10, it's like, after,
I've definitely made apologies, bro. Oh god, yeah, I can't live with that shit. You crazy?
I don't know.
You can live with it.
I never really beef with the person. Like, there's no reason to stay angry.
It's not like real beef. It's just bullying. Like, it's not real. It's not real.
Nah, bro. Bullying is real beef. Like, it's not real. It's not bully if it's not real beef. Like,
it's not real beef at all.
Oh, so y'all were just fucking with each other.
Yeah, but something like it would just be like one person takes it too far, like way too far.
Like panting or something.
No. Like, no.
Fuck like no. Panting, you just
that's,
somewhere.
That's swinging material, that's, right there.
That's what I thought. Like, that's what I consider bully. Me, I will bro, fuck you bro, because I mean, like, bro, like we said some ignorant shit, man.
Oh, yeah, dude, we were kids. Like, I used to say some fucked up shit. I was just a dumbass kid.
Yeah, but to anybody, like,
oh yeah, yeah, dog. Like, I wish I were as bold as I used to be, like as a kid, because I was fucking bold. Like, out of pocket, say anything. Yeah, out of pocket for sure. I would fucking say anything to you, but.
I'm just saying, because, like, bro, like, I, this is just something that lives with me. It was Doug, bro. Doug, like, that
was bullying, for
that
sure.
That was bullying.
I keep forgetting about that.
Bro, that was, yeah. Bro, like, bullying.
I wonder how he's doing.
I don't know. I don't really keep track.
I bet.
I mean, yeah, like, yo, he just always rubbed me wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it was just something about him that I did not like.
I never really had a problem with that.
His attitude. I don't, yeah, because you guys were, like, cousins.
Oh, we had the same last name.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm gonna bleep that out so people don't just go looking for him.
Yo, we're cousins.
No, we weren't cousins, though.
That's why Bo was so close to you.
No, dude, every person I see with my last name, I ask them. I'm like, because there aren't a lot of us. Mm. I'm just like,
who do you know?
I'm like, who's your dad? Who's your mom? Who's your cousin?
Have the same.
Yeah.
Same dad?
I'm gonna need you to run this blood real quick, all right? I need to take some samples.
That's funny.
You never met anyone like with your same last name? Well, I think
I've met plenty of people with my last name, but like some of them were Dominican.
Oh, okay. Well, yours is like pretty common. I don't know if mine.
I haven't met a Cuban with it yet, or a Mexican.
Oh, okay. So. I feel like my last name is like just for Puerto Ricans. I've never met anyone else with it. Not outside of like Puerto Rican.
I haven't either.
Huh. Cool.
You guys just don't get around much.
I'm fucking special. Or we're all just connected and I don't know
it. Keeping
it
in the bloodline. Chill.
That's
only Puerto Rican descent.
I won't fuck you up. I won't really fight you, dog.
Bro, so speaking of fucking people up.
Okay.
You heard about Tyson Fury? I mean, Deontay Wilder exercising his rematch clause for his loss to Tyson Fury.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much he's saying, you know, he's saying that like where that armor that he walked in there with, you know, mm-hmm. like that. Like I ain't gonna lie, like his outfits are tough, but it's like he's real extra with it. Like he looked like a real Power Ranger villain. Like,
can you pull some up?
Yo,
that sounds pretty, pretty funny,
bro. He really looked like a Power Ranger villain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like.
So what was he saying about the suit?
He was pretty much saying, because he said it weighed 40 pounds.
Okay.
And he's saying wearing that suit,
exhausted him
slowly walking to the, slowly carrying that suit. Like, I mean, it's body weight in a way, like body training. Look at that. Look at that shit.
Yo.
Tell me he doesn't look like he'd fight a Megazord.
I'm not even, I did not see this. Why did I not see this? Yo, he looks like
a wrestler.
Nah, he looks. Yo,
like he's really
like that,
like a, it's like a Soul Calibur fighter.
Do people do that? It is very Soul Caliburish.
I'm just saying, like,
it's really cool.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. It's clean. Like the designs are tough, but like he said, it weighed 40 pounds, and I mean, I don't even see like where he could breathe out of. Look at that mask. Like I can't tell what kind of material that is. My man got that John studded with jewelry.
It looks dope though. Like. It looks like someone put like serious detail.
Time and detail, yeah. Like it's clean, like the skull imprint and everything.
Yeah, holy
down
shit.
To the crown, like light up. That shit lights up and everything. That's the thing. A whole villain, but he's exercising that.
So, what needs to happen in order for that rematch to happen?
I guess they're gonna look into that. I don't know if it's really a clause, because like it's his, he chose to do that.
I think I heard, yeah, I heard some, I heard something about their contract that if one of them were to lose, they are eligible for a rematch.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
But I'm not sure if that's a real thing. It's just something I read on the internet.
I mean, like, I would. It's like we. Me don't personally, have, like if I was a contract. A boxer, mm-hmm. I lost, I would want a rematch.
Right. Like, I think you're. Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, because, I mean, you, like, there's some people you could lose, but all right, cool. But there's, like, where you feel like you really almost had it. Like, nah, bro. Like,
well, the thing is, like.
Because boxing is a sport. That's how, like, and with the, like, in a, at a, an out of competitive nature, I just feel like, yo, like, it's like if you beat me in 1 point by, like, in 2K, I'm going to tell you run it back. I'm going to tell you run it back. I'm like, bro, that could have went anywhere.
Those games are so long.
What, 2K?
Yeah, dude. I hate when you're just, like, run it back. And I'm like, no.
Bro, we'd be playing 21. On Blacktop.
Nah. Me and you? Just me and you?
Yeah.
Just me and you? No.
Yeah. We've done that before.
Oh, well, no, we definitely.
We play
Blacktop all the time with other people. I'm talking about just me and you.
I ask
we
you.
We usually just run games, don't we?
Yeah, I ask you, okay, though. Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying, damn.
Nah, bro. I ask you. I ask you, bro. But.
To the heart.
But yeah, like, I mean, I think that's. I'm still willing to watch that fight. Like I love, like I like watch, like their series of battles is something I enjoy watching. Just like kind of like Triple G and Canelo.
But isn't it kind of just like aren't like, they like the best ones out right now? So what is there?
It is fair to say that.
What else is there really to watch? Like,
well, there's you mean in their weight class?
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Joshua.
Oh, okay.
He's another guy from the UK. And,
what's his run?
As far as his score?
Yeah. What's his score?
I don't know. He was. He was a heavyweight champion.
Okay.
Cause he beat
from the UK.
He had beaten I want to say Klitschko.
Okay.
Who had held the championship belt for like 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So this Russian guy like holds it down for like 18 years. Young Bull beats him. Then he loses to Andy Ruiz, and then he gains it back by beating Andy Ruiz. But, like, so, yeah. Tyson Fury called him out after the Deontay Wilder.
He called Joshua out?
Yeah, because, like, they both wanted to fight Anthony Joshua, but he just wasn't with it. Like, he's just, like, not agreeing to it.
I wonder why.
Because that's what boxers do.
I think since I've been talking, like, a lot of people have been hitting me on saying that Deontay isn't, like, necessarily a very experienced boxer.
He has like 44 knockouts. I think now he's like what 40, yeah, so like he's, 40 he's like 6 for, and 1 or something like that.
Like he's known
Deontay
he's known
Wilder. For his he's like 40. He's like 40. He has 4. I'm pretty sure he has 44 knockouts. But
yeah. So he's known for his hooks. So he has like quick knockouts.
Okay, now I'm like 42 wins, 41 knockouts, 1 loss, 1 draw. So yeah, but he's literally gifted, like genetically gifted. Yeah, because his punching power is nutty. It's like, yo, that's scary to get hit by that. Like the way he be sleeping people.
Yeah,
because like his form, he doesn't have like real form. He's like a brawler.
Damn, he is 6'7".
6'7", 213.
Bro, I would not fight that guy.
Yo, bro, sleeping him though. Like it was the fight before this one. He fought. Right, brain blast. My man had a whole Jimmy Neutron moment. No, Ortiz. I think he fought some. He fought Ortiz.
Okay,
and he won. I'm pretty sure he won. He punched it like one punch manned him.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah, like imagine, yo, like it's not as bad as that. That's George Masvidal knee knockout in the UFC. Like, that was a nasty-ass sleep. Like,
are you into, like, UFC fights? I only have one friend. He actually goes out to Vegas to watch UFC fights.
Nah, I mean,
pretty frequently.
It can be interesting sometimes. Luis Ortiz. It depends on the person. Yeah, Luis Ortiz. Or it might have been Dominic Brazil. But, yo, knocked him out, bro. Like, instantly. As soon as the bell rang, scored the first punch and everything. Damn. Dropped him. Like,
I would hate that.
Yeah, like
imagine training that much just to get fucking rocked like that.
The thing about sports is like, yo, I'd hate to be on a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Realistically, like, who wants to be dunked on like Randy Moss, like, or to get knocked out like on a see, this wasn't it. It was a Dominique Brazil.
We're gonna have to figure out how to get videos that we watch during the podcast on the actual video.
Yeah, go back more.
Anyway, what else did we got though?
As far as what? If we throw back to the fight, it's yo, which one is it? Oh no, that one. That one, right? To the right, to the right. Down. That one.
It doesn't exist.
Nah, bro. He definitely knocks him out.
It doesn't exist.
Bro.
What's his name? Deontay Wilder versus... What's his name? Bermain. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just can't handle that
power.
Yo.
Anyway.
The faces on their look... Like, the faces they have is just like the look of regret.
Dude, because you have to train so much. Like, a lot of people, like a lot of boxers that, like, all they do is train. And then when they decide to fight, this is what happens. Like, you're just not
all that time put to waste. They still get paid. They still get paid.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like, dude, just to get
destroyed like that. Look at how the ref had to pull him off. Like, calm down, man. Yo, you're going to kill him.
But yeah, what else do we got?
But like I said, going back to that whole fight, it was when Tyson Fury. They're showing those videos of like saying that his glove wasn't on correctly.
Yeah. I saw a couple videos on how Fury's his fist was actually at the wrist of his glove when he was like hitting Wilder.
It should look like some soccer boppers. Like,
if you look at the, if you
soccer
find,
bopper
you
punches. Find,
yeah. If you look at the video, like the glove itself flaps back.
Yeah, well, like his whole wrist broke. Like,
yeah. And then he's just socking him in the face. Yo, like, imagine, he gets him with like a double hook, which is like, bro, if you get
straight hands.
If you get straight hands to the body and the head, bro, it's no wonder he dropped him twice. Like, it's insane. Like, I would not want to get hit by a fucking bare fist. Wasn't there a famous boxer, or not a famous boxer, but the fight became famous because the dude like took the padding out of his gloves. Do you know who I'm talking about?
That does sound familiar. I know that
he got like banned.
I think there was the
borderline. I'm not sure if the guy actually died, but either the dude he was fighting, they could have charged him with. Yeah. There you go. So I'm not sure if the guy actually passed away due to this fight, or if he just kind of, you know, it was messed up. Though.
I know there was a Hispanic boxer where he was putting like cement in his over his wraps. Yo, bro, yo, for real, like it's like, yo, like it's not that stuff like that doesn't surprise me that there's like dirty boxing.
Bro, I don't want any parts of that.
I mean, because it's like how some boxers actually use like steroids. Like, a lot of fighters use steroids.
Yeah.
And like, of the athletes actually get caught. Like,
what was his name? Luis Resto versus Billy Collins, Billy Collins Jr. Yeah, so like they live. I guess the opposite team, or I guess his opponent's team, went to go congratulate him.
His face was looking crazy.
Yeah, I think he. I don't know. We should definitely try to figure that out. But I think he did kill him from that fight. Like, he didn't recover. Like, they could have, like, charged him crazy, like, with murder.
Dude, that looks so bad on us.
Right? And for our listeners.
but I was going to say, I'm like, but, like, even, like, Canelo Alvarez. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember he tried to blame them. He's like, they put steroids in the meat. Like, bro, what? Like, you ate the steak. Like,
oh, okay, so the guy actually didn't die from. All right.
He's just known for that story though. Before,
yeah, he's just severely injured.
So that's another reason why I feel like Deontay Wilder is like entitled to the rematch.
Oh, because of
the dirty boxing from Tyson Fury's end. But I also feel like he was choking him so. Every time they locked up, he had him in, like, a guillotine, so.
I mean, just being, I don't know, get him wrecked like that, though, with bare fists.
This is crazy.
So
it's impressive he held up as much as he did, because he was getting pieced up.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
he took a lot. Tyson Fury landed so many hits on him, and, like, that's why I'm impressed, just because, like, Tyson Fury actually has, like, good hands.
Well, he has that reach too.
Yeah, he has reach over him. Yeah. And weight. He was heavier too. He had height, weight, and reach.
I wonder how it works with like heavyweights. Like if they have to what's anything.
Any weight. Look, I mean, bro, Mike Tyson and Ali did it. Like, yeah, they fought balls bigger than them, smaller than them.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
That's what's up, though. Cool. What do we got? Any live updates on the coronavirus numbers?
Refresh.
Oh, shit. Oh, cool.
Sign in.
All right, that's good news, then. All right. What else we got?
So we tied it on in that.
Oh, we got new music. New music drop.
Yeah.
I didn't actually get to listen to some of the new music that came out, but I'm aware.
I'm aware of it. Oh no, it's there. I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
When I feel like it.
It's around. I haven't been in the mood, you know, to put that Drizzy Drake on right now.
Like, you're hating on my man. Yeah. I wasn't really like. I mean, I like the one song Chicago, the Chicago freestyle.
No, yeah, give us a whole rundown because I didn't get a chance to listen to him yet.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? Like we want bars out of this joint, yeah. Like quotes. Nah,
you can't
bro.
Remember nothing.
No,
nothing,
bro. I was just like it wasn't playing in the background. I just wanted to get a feel for it before I really like ate it up. You know,
I lied. I listened to it.
Oh, did you?
No, I watched whatever video dropped on YouTube.
Oh, the one where he's in front of the Marcy's.
Yeah, I saw that one. And it's both
these houses.
Isn't it both songs put together that came out?
What do you mean?
That came out for that YouTube video?
I don't know.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it is.
It's a long ass video.
Yeah, it's long and the beat switches.
I just think it's funny because when you sent me that video of him in the same, like when he was recording for that video.
Yeah. I think it's funny how
he kept looking back because they were like heckling him in that neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's funny how he put in the music video how he was like dapping up actually people like around there. Like, you know, I feel like it was like he's like, yo, you better like get it straight. Like, I'm good.
I'm good in this hood.
Yeah. Don't worry about me. That's just the internet.
I remember when Tory Lanez did that in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Because when him and Drake were beefing, he was just like, he's like, see, I'm good over here. Like, walking around, hanging out with Meek's people. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, man. That reminds me of that Tory Meek track that he, was it Lord Knows?
Mm-hmm.
I love that track. It's one of my favorite tracks.
Yeah, I like when they come together.
No, I like the
it was good.
The flip that Drake made, what was it? He did a flip. I'm not sure if it's a flip because he like almost recited it verbatim. It was the Superman by Eminem, mm-hmm. where he was like, fuck, can't think of the lyrics right now. But he was like, yeah, there you go. And I thought that was dope. Because, like, you never see, like, someone, like, how, like, the amount of shit that Eminem gets on the internet. And for someone that, like, the internet favors so much to kind of, like, pay homage that way, I think is super dope. No thoughts?
I don't agree.
Nah, you didn't hear it?
Nah, I fuck with you, yeah.
You probably thought that was a Drake original, huh?
No, nah, bro.
Yeah, I know how this goes. I know how this game goes,
though.
Huh?
I didn't, though.
That was a Drake original right there,
actually,
huh?
Bro, yeah. Because I didn't listen to Eminem like that.
Dick riding.
Yeah, you know.
You don't even know, huh?
I didn't. I'm not
exactly.
Going to act like I did.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to a lot of Eminem.
I know. I'm aware.
My man's a guest in this house. Remember that. He said this. He said it himself.
Now, before our listeners, the amount of Drake that Eddie pumps into my ear in my news feed is insane. So
the news feed.
When I get a chance to clap back,
I mean, my man's the only
will.
One that's dropping music.
Who, Drake?
Yeah, consistently.
I don't want to hear that.
I'm just saying.
What's his name? Aminé dropped the track.
Y'all be real uninspired for a while.
What do you mean? Who?
Like other artists.
Put out names. Don't be a bitch.
J. Cole, Kendrick, Frank Ocean, Travis.
Bro, just wait. And J. Cole's been around for sure. All 2019.
My man flooded it up as much as he could and left.
Yeah. He did exactly what he wanted to do.
He's now time to get contracts. Puma contract.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he dropped that commercial. I still haven't seen
Him playing ball. Now he's a baller.
Hey.
My man's NBA next year, 34 years old, playing with LeBron James. Rookie season.
Think about that celebrity game, though. Because you see...
He wasn't in this one, was he?
No, I'm saying imagine the potential for the celebrity basketball game that could happen.
What do you mean?
Because I see Drake on the courts all the time.
Yeah.
With his private court that he has.
True. But here, I mean, yeah.
Let me find out Kendrick's out there and balling.
I doubt it.
Well, how short is Kendrick? I feel like he's a lot short. Like J. Cole surprised me, but he's actually pretty tall, right?
Yeah.
What is he, like 6'5"? Yeah, Kendrick's 5'6".
Damn.
Unless he was pulling that AI.
J. Cole 6'2".
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, bros.
The stats ain't lining up.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to talk shit on Kendrick.
Why?
Because maybe he... What if he comes through and balls?
Balls out? Yeah. I'm trying to think who else... Kevin Hart got the MVP like twice.
Oh, did he?
4 times.
For real? Damn.
Jesus Christ. That's what's up.
But, I mean, like, I'm not...
So, new music from Drake. He dropped 2 tracks.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be, like, tracks that are coming out on his album? Do you think these are just Lucy's, like, he kind of usually does?
Nah, I think they'll be on his album.
Okay.
So I know he was talking about it, so.
So there's some. There's also new Party Next Door music that dropped.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to listen to that?
Of course, man. It's been on repeat.
Yeah, of course.
It is, bro. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
You know what? Party
Next Door is vibe music to me. I don't know. I should be chilling.
It is.
I'm like.
Yeah, it definitely is. But how do you feel about Drake leaking his own music? I'm getting really tired of it.
I think it's funny.
He drops it under his label and then says it's a leak.
He's trying to bring back those old 2010 vibes.
Feel you.
Back when it was like...
It's not leaked. You dropped it.
I know.
It's just funny how you can just paint anything.
Well, maybe he's... the only instance I could think that you could still call it leaked is like you drop it and it's unfinished. And then there's more to add to it after.
Okay. So do you think those are unfinished songs?
So, like, if he did the video to put the two together, like, imagine if it's, like, a storyline kind of thing going on. Like, he does, like, a bigger video or, like, where they all tie in.
He actually makes decent videos.
That's what I'm saying. His video content isn't bad.
Yeah, like, the whole Jungle music video he did was pretty dope.
Was decent.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of, like, that. Remember how I showed you the Childish Gambino because of the internet one? Where he had his own, like, storyline to the album?
Exactly.
And I'm like, I think that's dope.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. So you listened to the Party track. Any thoughts?
I just liked it a lot. I mean, like,
are you waiting for the album?
Yeah.
Waiting for drop? What is that?
He said March. March. It was supposed to be this month, but then he pushed it to March.
It's a week after The Weeknd drops his album.
Fuck it, we'll drop it at the same time. Surprise leak. Leak. OVO leak.
Leaked.
Party Next Door 2 leaked.
He leaked it. I'm
not looking forward to The Weeknd's album.
Why?
I don't know. Like,
I like The Weeknd a lot.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know. His songs just don't do it for
you.
You
don't do enough drugs?
Nah, I don't. I don't. I'm not going to lie. It sounds weird, but like I get excited every time he changes his look because I think something new is going to come out and I end up not liking it.
Well, he's like, he dances between like this.
I thought you were going to say he dances? I can't even imagine that.
Well, no. I don't know if he dances or not. Maybe he does. Not like Chris Brown dance, maybe like Drake dance.
I can see, I could definitely,
Toronto dancing.
I could definitely see The Weeknd moonwalking, like real Michael Jackson vibes.
If he ever tried that, I would pay to see it.
he talks just like him.
No, yeah, yeah.
Like, when I heard him when I watched Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler and Kevin Garnett, and I saw him in there and like hearing him talk. Like, he was like, I forgot what he said. He was like, I want to fuck you. He was like talking to some girl in a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he had that soft ass Michael Jackson voice. And it was just like, bro, like, does that arouse you? The lack of bass in that voice around you?
He's just like me.
So, like, yeah, like, I don't know. That's how I feel. Like, I didn't hate, what was the last one? Oh, no, the last one, the little 7-piece he dropped, what was it, 4-piece?
The one with Call Out My Name.
Yeah,
that was good. I thought that was, I don't know, it had a lot of emotion in it.
But I don't know, that was like a post Selena Gomez.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It's like... Yeah, they talk so much shit like
on Selena,
on everybody. Like, they're like, you know, like You can't be famous and have an ex, yo, like, because they'll just, yo, literally violate you.
Well, violate. It depends. I feel like you should.
Like, Pete Davidson is, like, is really, like, talking hella shit on Ariana Grande, well, you know?
Yeah. I think I saw something where Pete Davidson was, like, explaining to people how he kind of knew that relationship was over after Mac died. And, like, that's, like, one of those, like, unfortunate things where, like, you're in, like, that relationship of your dreams and then something out of your control
happens,
destroys that, like, completely.
Oh, this is the relationship of your dreams. Like, you know, this is the one.
But there's nothing you can do about that. Like, if you think about it, like, they got into a relationship fast, they got married really fast, and then...
They got married?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Man. Nah. Bro, yes. They got married.
Either way.
Or, I'm pretty sure they got married. I'm talking on my ass.
They got engaged.
Ah, there you go. They got engaged to get married. There you go.
I mean, I know, but he deals with a lot of, like, mental issues, like depression and shit.
Like a lot of comedians.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Think Dave Chappelle? Like, you think Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart suffer from depression?
Well, not. I think they know how to handle it. It's kind of like the whole Robin Williams
thing. I feel like anybody knows how to handle it then. Like, if it...
Nah, there's probably a lot
of people that don't suffer from depression.
Well, yeah. Like, I feel like the ones...
How do you know? How do you know that? How do you know that?
They're open about it.
Really?
Yeah, like, wasn't there a whole thing with Robin Williams where... I mean, he committed suicide.
Yeah, bro, he handled that very well.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it does happen. I'm not saying... Or, like, with Pete Davidson having, like, depression, like, it could have a negative toll on him. And having all that shit happen to him at once is kind of fucked up. Like... I think I saw a video of him at a stand-up show, and some dude was just, like heckling him about Mac Miller, and he just didn't do the show. Like, he just left stage and was just like, fuck this. Like, get him out of here. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like, it has a lot on your mental being a comedian, I feel like.
I mean, any stature. I mean, because you're getting hassled by a lot of people. Like, that's
a
what,
lot.
Like, yo, there's so many trolls. It's crazy how there's so many trolls on the internet.
There's, on, like, the internet, you know, and like in real life too, some people really say that shit to your face, especially if you're a comedian. Because I feel like a lot of people take liberties with comedians, and the comedians that really
what would they
are
say
the ones
back?
That really
struck. Like stand-up comedians,
like, yeah, stand-up comedians, yeah,
like club
yeah, comics. Yeah, stand-up comics that go to actual clubs. Because, like, that's the only way you can really, like...
People do heckle. Yeah, they do heckle. Like,
they comedian. Heckle the shit out of them. And, I mean...
It's like you're looking for somebody to talk shit to.
You're waiting, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I feel like you're a really good comedian if you
can clap back.
Yeah, if you can clap back real quick, shut them the fuck up, and continue your show as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
Bro, that takes a lot.
I remember it was a black comedian. He was, like, he was in, like a lesbian heckler.
Really?
Yo, bro, it was so crazy. He was just, like grinding up her. Like, I don't know what her girlfriend was saying, but he was just, like... He's like, oh, if she says go deeper, you just reach in the drawer. I was like, yo, that's so crazy. Like, pull out the extendo.
I've seen the way Bill Burr, like, handles some of his hecklers. I think in his most recent stand-up, he like handled one of the hecklers, like, pretty well. Like, he was like, this dumb bitch, like, sits down in the middle of my show and then thinks she knows what the fuck I'm talking about and starts heckling me. Like, he's just spanking her, like, on stage. It was awesome. Do you listen to any Bill Burr? I'm gonna put you on.
I have, like, waves where I want to watch, like stand-up comedy. It's not too often. Like, like, I used to... I mean, like, I just don't keep up with it anymore.
Like... Like, for a reason, or
no? Nah, I mean, yeah, I don't feel like investing an hour. Like, like, for me, like, dude, I can't think of one bad one I've watched. Like, I've always found something funny, but it's never funny enough to want to watch. No,
well, I think I know what you mean. Like, I'll never go on Netflix and see, like, stand up comic or stand up comedy, and it'll be some random fucking person and not think it's funny. Like, there's plenty of comedians I've seen, like, on the Netflix specials,
yeah,
they're just not funny at all,
for real?
Dry. I'm talking about dry content. Like, I don't know where the fuck you got this material from and where you pay these people to, like, laugh at your shit, but I
mean,
it's not good.
I mean, realistically, you only get, like, so many jokes, right? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You get, like, so much shit you can joke about. Like, eventually you get to the point where like, jokes are gonna get recycled.
Yeah.
I feel like there's been comedians. I think, like, Amy Schumer got caught, like, stealing jokes one time.
What was it? What was his name? Carlos...
Carlos Mencia.
Was it Mencia?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mencia got caught.
Carlos Mencia had like...
Well, Joe Rogan he was
like
pressed him.
I heard he was like a huge scumbag. Like, I heard like there was a lot of times he almost got his ass beat. Like,
Yeah. Well, that I think I saw something on him and Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan does comedy or stand-up comedy, yeah, if you didn't know that.
I didn't even know he was Honduran, bro. I thought he was Mexican.
Carlos?
Mencia? Yeah, yo, he always gave off that like that vibe on his show. You never used to watch Mina Mencia?
I've never watched Mina Mencia.
Wow.
Really?
It was mad, yo, bro, out of pocket. And, you know, it's crazy. He was the only person that, like, on live TV made fun of, like, special people.
Oh, really?
He really had people going around going,
oh, okay, that was him.
Jimmy used to do
that. Yeah, well, yeah, we were kids. That's what I'm saying. Kids are fucked up, man.
Yeah, bro.
What was the age where you kind of started, like, having morals?
Morals?
That you can think of.
What is, like, the line of morals? What do you consider unmoral?
All right, let's use the... that Carlos Mencia...
Soundbite. So as far as, like, what, laughing at that?
Sure, yeah.
Like, him imitating... Right. That's... Like, when did I stop laughing at that?
You still laughing?
I'm like, I'm still laughing, bro. What are you talking about? Like,
I'm not
like,
all right.
Like, it's not funny, but it's funny because it's not funny. Like, yo, bro, come on. Like, yo, you really go do that? Like, it's not funny. Like, it's not funny because it's funny. It's funny because you're doing it and it's not funny.
Okay, all right, whatever.
That's how this would be. I mean.
No, I stopped laughing at it a while ago. Like.
You're a liar.
No, I really did. Like, I really don't like laugh about it.
Well, nobody says it anymore.
True, but like, all right. So what I was asking is, like, at what age, I guess, did you stop making that soundbite, the Carlos Mencia one?
I don't. I was like, that was like, I cut that off probably like before middle school.
Oh, okay.
I think it was before middle school. I don't remember saying that a lot.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, because remember back then, like in middle school, we really used to do like dumb shit, give me neck. Like, if someone says something stupid, you just like slap the fuck out the back of their neck. Like, yo, give me neck for saying that dumb shit.
I wonder if they still do it.
Yo, I know, right? I don't know if bullying is as bad as it was back then.
It's probably pretty bad. Because think about it like this. Like,
I mean, my nephews are disrespectful, but
think about it like this. Those kids are grown up in social media age, so they'll disrespect you in front of your face, and they'll light you up online too, probably. Like, it's probably way worse.
I mean, yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, nowadays, like, even, like, my nephew, like, I was, like, what surprised me was, like, with my nephews, bro, like, kids already, like, pay attention to, like, shoes and shit, like, at elementary school. Like, they're worried about what kids got on each other's feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, I didn't care about that in elementary school or middle school. Like, I wasn't, like, worried about what shoes I had on.
You're a real special kid, huh?
I guess. I guess, bro, like...
Huh? Flex.
No, I just meant like literally no, bro. I didn't care about brands. I used to have so many different like types. I was really just like an Air Force One kind of guy. Air Force One, Tims and Shells. Like real plain Jane. Feel me? Like,
how many pairs of Jordans did you have as a kid?
I didn't have any.
Really,
bro? I never got my first pair of Jordans till I was like 17, 18.
Oh, okay.
I was saying like
that got you beat on that,
huh?
So I got you beat on that.
For real? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I never thought.
Did you have a picture? You have a picture? Yeah. So you have a picture of like. When you were younger, right?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom's been sending me pictures of my childhood.
So remind you who you were.
Yeah, yeah. Like, don't forget. You were just a kid not so long ago.
My nephews, they want me to buy them sneakers. Like, he'll go up to you and be like, what are those? Like, for, yeah, like, bro's like, you're like 8 years old. Like, bro, you could, at least he bought his own sneakers. Like, bro, you wear whatever the fuck we give you. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you're just lucky I buy you Jordans. Like, it's like that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Huh. So that's like where you were
as far as comedians.
Huh?
How did we trail off into comedians? We're talking about music and then what happened? Carlos Mencia.
Nah, but so we got to Carlos Mencia because we were talking about stand-ups. No, we started talking about stand-ups at first.
Okay, never mind.
Because you brought up Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And then from Bill Burr, it was about, like, actual, like, hecklers.
Okay. All right, never mind. Well, I feel like we were talking about music. Oh, we were talking about fucking new music came in, that was coming out, and then there were...
Was it the cinematics?
No, we were talking about rappers that play basketball, and then we got into celebrity game, Kevin Hart, then comedians. We trailed off, like, a lot.
You are crazy.
We're just talking about music, all right?
I know. Like, yeah, we need to trail back.
Let's go back, because there's some music that dropped still. Did you listen... Do you know who Amina is?
Yeah. The kid who did, like, Caroline?
Yeah. Did you like his music? Have you listened to any of it?
I liked a couple of songs. It wasn't, like, a big fan. Like, okay. I feel like my man really just... Like, after he got the clout from, like, being with Obama's daughter...
Did he? Was he?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was talking... He was talking to Malia. Malia Obama. Yeah. I was saying, yo, to date, like, a former president's daughter, especially when you're in that line of business...
Flex.
In a way, yeah. Like, I wouldn't, like, bro, that's a flex, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to stay there. Like, yo, you can't miss this gig.
Oh, he dropped a track earlier this week. What happened?
I'm gonna put a Minu out there. What the fuck is that? She got real, like, islandy. She flies to a Minu. Yeah, where are we going? I didn't even realize he dropped nothing, though.
Oh, okay. I'm only aware he dropped, like, one track. And it was kind of like one of those, like, tracks that are like, I'm gonna talk my shit because it's 2020 and I'm expecting a lot of that. But yeah, he dropped a track like that earlier this week, and I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was amazing, but he tried.
Yeah,
I think he's one of the first people to stick his neck out this year. I'm kind of hoping a lot more people do that. It's time, like it's time, dude. Like
what? I feel like
winter's like ending. I need some fucking music.
I feel like there's a steady stream
of
music just coming out on the regular now. Okay. Just 'cause there's so many artists.
Well, yeah. But
I mean, like, right now, like, so Lil Baby dropped.
Okay.
What was it? My Turn. Mm-hmm. Which I fuck with the cover art so heavy.
Was it a single or an album?
You said, was it a single? It's an album. My Turn. Like, it's like, it looks like a children's book was painted.
Okay.
Like, but it's like a, what's the old story? It's an old, story.
Like a fairy tale?
Yeah, kind of like a fairy tale. Uh-huh. It was, I forgot who it was written by, Tom Sawyer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So that's the feels it gives me, like an old school, Mr. Rogers feel, like, mm-hmm. Like he would just read that book to us, like, My Turn, My Little Baby.
It's like the Steamboat days.
As far as, like that kind of feel to it, but, like, as far as, like, the music, like, I feel like it's a very good album overall.
Oh, really?
Like, I was actually impressed. Cause like the last one he dropped, that one that had like Section 8, and he had the one song I think was called Time with Meek Mill. It didn't really like, I don't know, I wasn't Feel really free. Impressed as a part. But this one, it feels like he actually like took time in, and like it's a pretty long album.
I think Meek is one of those artists I don't necessarily enjoy on other people's albums.
I could agree to that.
Like I don't even really like him. Like on his own
albums. His own music.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's I mean
it's hard to think.
No disrespect, but it's just kinda like I
You
like,
can't think of one song that Meek's on that like he featured on that you actually liked?
Yeah. I think he did one with Snoop Dogg that I fucked with, but that was about it.
Because you're actually right, I can't think of any either.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but Meek's definitely he makes quality music for himself for sure. I just don't it's hard for me to hear him on other tracks. But anyway, sorry. So, Lil Baby album.
Actually, I liked him. He had a song on Belly's album that was pretty good. The song Immigrant.
Yeah, all the times I had Belly queued up, I have not listened to that last album.
Belly's. I don't know. Like his style.
Was he signed to XL?
Yeah.
Okay. Along with
Nav.
Nav. See, I don't listen to Nav either.
Nav was a phase. I feel like I don't listen to him now much now.
I feel like he's too squeaky.
I see where you're getting where you get that.
I gave him a chance and I was just gonna do it.
I mean the music just changes. It's like I remember he was like to me, I used to be like, yo, if you listen to Nav, it's because you like drugs.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like
all he raps about is
XO
like,
people.
Yeah, he's like literally it's like all about drugs. Just like yo, you pop a pill and just like
yeah.
Nearly verge death. I mean if you're not like edging towards death,
you're not
living our life.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool.
So that's how I feel about
it. So Lil Baby album was good.
Yeah.
How many tracks were on there?
I want to say like 16. It was pretty long. He had
and they were all good?
Yeah, a lot of them were, but he had Young Thug on there. He had Gunna. He had Moneybagg Yo. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what other features he had. He didn't have too many features. Oh, he had Future on there.
Yeah, okay.
But I enjoyed it a lot.
You know what? I actually stumbled upon one of my old playlists from high school. Mm-hmm. And I called it the official dad playlist. Because it was just like, so like back in the, like back when I made the playlist, I was like thinking some, I don't know why I was thinking this, but I was thinking about this. I was like, if I have kids, I was like, how am I going to show them the music that I used to listen to? Because I don't buy physical music. You know how like your grandparents or like your parents, they have like actual cassettes or vinyls.
Yeah.
And they can pass that down to you and be like, yeah, we used to rock with this.
As like, opposed to like now.
With all the music I listen to, like, I'm like, damn, dude, like I can't pass this on at all. It's fucking virtually impossible.
Yeah. It's not like your kids are going to stumble upon it one day and be like, oh, is this what dad used to listen to?
Exactly. And it's not like, like, I think there was a TV show I used to watch and like the kids in that TV show, they used to go in the basement and like get high and they stumbled upon some Pink Floyd
show.
That not that one, but exactly like that, like they stumbled upon some like Pink Floyd and you know they experienced Pink Floyd and this and that. But so I created I created this playlist so that I can like, you know, show like my kids down the line, but like, yeah, I used to listen to this in high school. This is just a bunch of like corny songs, like if you really like think about it back in the day, like, but I think I'm gonna start making more playlists and be like, hey, this is what I used to bang to my 20s, like get with
the phases. These are the phases I went through.
Yeah.
As I became the man I am today,
I feel like a music company should definitely create something that I can hand down, you know, like I should be able to like go to Apple and be like,
yeah. a will of songs from my
not
son.
A will, but like give me a flash drive or something. Like, sell me a flash drive.
Spotify does that, like, year-end kind of type thing, which you listen to.
Yeah, but that's not, like, that's, like, what they choose. They choose all that music for you, essentially. So, like, Spotify does a yearly thing where they're like, oh, that's wrap-up 2019, and they'll do, like, a wrap-up 2020 kind of thing. But they only put, like, the hits. And, I mean,
it's whatever you listen to, though.
Oh, whatever you listen to, like,
yeah,
personally?
Yeah, it's whatever you look up and everything.
See, that's just me because I'm not. I don't use Spotify. That's probably why I don't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Apple Music tries to do it, but it's not like Spotify.
Oh, okay. So it's just more. So are you saying like Spotify is just more like user friendly, kind of thing? All right. Yeah, because I have to like create like actual playlists on Apple Music and.
But that just goes with like the times, bro. Like I don't feel like you see like VHS players as much anymore either.
Right.
And like
they should sell you a device, essentially.
An adapter.
No, they should sell you a device with the music that you banged with and be like, yo, I'll charge me $60 for this one device. We'll get that like let's say it's just a little speaker. We'll get all the songs you listened to that year. We'll sell it to you for X amount of dollars. You take that and then you can physically give it to your like kids, you know?
That's too much money, bro.
Hey, man. I would do it.
Cuz you got to pay everybody for those songs.
I understand how it would be
so
like.
You might as well just buy out a single.
You should just. I feel you, but.
And put it on a flash
drive. Sometimes you don't want to buy. I don't want to buy the entire album sometimes. Like, I don't think. Like, sometimes there are artists out there that, like, they'll drop an album and they drop the singles, like, a week or two prior of releasing the album. And the album sucks, but the singles were dope.
Yeah.
And I don't want the album. I'm not trying to pay for the entire album.
Like, true.
No offense. But. Yeah, I should get some
LimeWire
backed up.
I mean,
check out this iPod right here. iPods, there you go. What am I? I just described the fucking iPod. Should have just.
Yeah, but like, bro, when are you gonna find that iPod charger? unless you have like a touch,
just get an
like
yo,
like I mean, like I think it's crazy that touches are still a thing. I mean, most parents just buy their kids phones now.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's in.
Because it's the same near the same
embedded
thing.
Yeah,
only thing is, like, all you did was add their MP3 player in their phone. Like,
yeah.
Now you're paying for it instead of paying for a phone bill.
Do you remember the days when you had, like, MP3 players?
I had the USB one that you literally just, I could literally just add a song as soon as, whenever I wanted.
Oh, and, like, it was a USB player, but.
It came in,
it had a cap that was a USB.
A cap, yeah. I could just take the cap off, the USB would be exposed, and I'd just
crazy.
Download.
Yeah, crazy thing. That was revolutionary back in the day. Like, yeah.
I know, but I loved
that. Do you remember like having a Zune? I remember Jim had a Zune.
I didn't have a Zune. I had an iPod.
I had a Zune.
You ever had?
Was it Zune or Zoom?
It was Zune.
Zune?
Yeah.
I had a Zune back in the day. It's spelled Zune. Yeah, yeah. So Amir's looking up a Zune right now. Have you never heard of one? Okay.
Yo. You got it. That's crazy.
Brick. But that thing would brick on you.
What do you mean?
It would just die. When for real? Like, for sure. Oh, my God. They were, like, the most unstable infrastructure way of listening. It was, like, the worst way of listening to music.
I always had faith in Apple, bro.
Yeah. Anyway. So, he said, Amir said that we just got a, you know, fresh news right here. fresh off the Twitter? ESPN just announced.
ESPN?
Yeah, tell our listeners, so we're not just shading them like that.
Okay.
Do you want to tell them?
Tell them what? The fight? Bro, you tell them. Wow. You know more. I just came out the bathroom.
All right, so they scheduled the third fight of Deontay Wilder and what's his name? Fury? What's his first name?
Tyson Fury
on July 18th for the third fight. They're aiming for that. That's what's up.
I mean, I hope it's a, I mean, like, I hope Deontay wins this one. Like, I mean, it's like, it kind of doesn't matter anymore.
Why?
Because, like, I don't know that. Like, I mean, they already decided it. Like, I feel like there should, like, I mean, because I wanted to see them go the whole 12 rounds, but
I think Deontay would definitely have more to work with. No, I think he has more to work with now.
What do you mean?
I mean, fought him twice.
Like, you know? not wear 40 pounds of gear. He's all right, I learned my lesson this time.
Exactly. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you don't know.
If Deontay loses one, they got the first one's a
so
draw. They, what,
so he's gonna lose this one, and it's gonna turn into a best 2 out of 3.
No. If Deontay wins the next one, then they can take it to a third match, right?
And then
it would be the fourth one. But since the first one's a draw, I'm not necessarily counting
what they're doing with these boxing matches.
Is that because that's not considered a W, and it's not considered a loss, right? So it's just a draw. The fourth one, in my opinion, would be the last one. If Deontay were to win, right?
This turns into some Rocky shit.
Exactly. That's all supposed to be.
Which is a series of fighting the same person. Like chapter 5 of Apollo and Creed.
Do you like the Creed movies that are coming out?
I did like them, but they're
them just, carrying like the
but,
legacy of...
But they're just very dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, it's dumb sad, and like, yo, is this even about boxing anymore? Like, it's like, yeah, like, yo, because, like, I like Michael B. Jordan as a person, and somewhat as an actor.
He's a good actor.
Like Black, I liked him a lot in Black Panther. Not saying he hasn't done great work in other films, but, yeah, like, it was just real dramatic, like, how his, in the midst of his training, his baby's born, and it's deaf. Like, damn, yeah, like, yeah. Why'd you have to throw that in there? Like, yeah. Like, my man, like, Rocky's already dying, low-key, like...
Yeah, that's true. Was that on the second one?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that, you fucking...
Why the fuck would you bring it up?
Like, right? The first one, like, God.
You asked me if I like the... You asked me if I like the Creed movies.
Just throwing in specifics like that? You're right. That's on me.
That was a very vague... That's on me. That was a very vague... You should have been like, how'd you like Creed 1?
You imagine someone asking you about an old ass movie like that? Like,
Creed wasn't even that old compared to like Rocky. Like, I can't say I've watched
it. When did Creed 1 come out? Like 2016? It's like 4 years ago.
Yeah, about.
It's old.
I mean, I don't mind it. Like, to me, it's a spinoff.
Yeah, it's 2015.
It's a spinoff. Because, like, how many, like, I don't know, like, you ever feel like there's a trend in movies?
Yeah.
Like, as far as like films. Romances, like, you feel me? There's a trend, like, Valentine's Day, everybody's pulling out the romantic comedies, the dramatics, whereas, like, when we get to the Halloween scene, it's all scary shit.
Yeah.
But, like, when do we get, like, a fighting movie? Like, feel me? It's, like, fighting movies are, like, once in a blue. Like, when are we in the mood for this? Like...
I don't know. I think there's a lot of decent, like, boxing movies out there. Have you ever seen, The Fighter? That's a UFC movie.
Is that the one with, No, the Miles Taylor?
Sorry, no. The Fighters, that's the one with...
What was the one with Miles Taylor?
I don't know who that one is. No, there's a boxing movie out there called The Fighter, but who is that? That's, I can't even think of who the fuck that is. That's Christian Bale, where he played like the crackhead brother. Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
All these movies were released like November, December. They got a time too.
Yeah, they have the time frame.
It's, like, it's getting cold out here. I'm getting mad.
That was a decent movie. I like that one a lot.
That's See, probably, I didn't watch this one either.
That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it's like I remember like when Never Back Down had its own. Like,
yeah.
Like that's what I think what really brought out the MMA wave.
Yeah.
After those movies, everyone was like, oh shit, the MMA scene. And then like the same thing with like Stomp the Yard. I feel like after Stomp the Yard brought out that dancing like stomp movement.
Yeah.
Like after that movie, I saw so much of that shit.
Really?
Yeah. Even like with crumping, like because that was like the what was at the beginning of the movie where before Chris Brown got shot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of that was crump.
Do you remember
like the crump culture?
Do you remember doing what was that shit called?
2008.
I used to do this thing in middle school. I think it was called like drill. I forget what it was. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Marched?
Yeah, yeah. It was like drill marching kind of. I haven't done, dude. That was so strict, and I'm having flashbacks about that right now. I'm not
was it like, what, like military drill where you like had to carry a rifle and spin that shit around?
No, it was like drilling, but it was like stomping. Like it was like a, I forget what it's called. It's like some type of drill marching almost. Yeah, and like they, like there would be like a caller of the squad.
Yeah, did you ever do tumbling?
No.
Oh, I feel like you did.
No. What the hell was that? What's that?
It was something they did at hand. It was like pretty much like gymnastics. Like people learn how to do flips and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I didn't do that. No, but there was this, I forget what it's called, some type of drill. And there used to be a caller, and then like that person would have a squad, and they would compete essentially, right? Mm-hmm. And then the guy would call out like a command to the squad, and they would have to like perform the claps and like the stomps and the sequence like damn near perfect.
That sounds like a frat.
Yeah, but it was in middle school. It was kind of like stomping.
They were preparing you for that. Someone capitalized on that, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I remember doing some of that back in the day, but never again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's cool, but like it goes back to that. Like, there's not a lot of fighting movies.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about the one thing so we can wrap around?
Nah, fuck that. Nah, but yeah, like I was just thinking the other day, I was like, so I'm about to make 4 years at my job, and I'm just thinking like I'm pretty content where I'm at, but mm-hmm. then lately I've just been thinking about all the jobs I did till then, like after I got out of school, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I really wasted my time at some of these jobs, like I remember, like remember back when I used to think like working at like a job that paid $7.25 was really like, yo, I got paid like $300, I'm like, nobody can say nothing to me. This $300 check, that's gas money, the phone, and that's it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I might eat Chinese food Friday, like just because I want to. Like, it was like that kind of time. Now, so like, I'm like, yo, I really just had some nutty ass jobs, and like, I settled for just because they were like comfortable. Like,
what's like the wildest job you've ever had?
The wildest?
Yeah, let's put it on the spectrum of wild.
Wildest. I never had wild jobs. I had boring jobs.
Not boring jobs, but
like I mean like plain jobs. I can't say like I was like a fucking bounty hunter. Okay. Like that's a wild job.
That is a wild job.
Like, you, bounty hunting is
a
wild
job. You know a bounty hunter? I know a bounty hunter.
Nah, but there's a guy on my street who tows cars, which is damn near the same thing.
No,
like,
it's
he
not.
Repoing cars.
It's really not.
Cars is not the same thing, bro.
No.
Bro, have you seen how violent people who get their cars repoed are?
That's not bounty hunting. Like, though.
That is the same thing.
Bro, you have to capture a guy.
Yeah.
And take him to the police station and collect a bounty. Like,
and you got to capture a car, bro, and get paid for it.
Someone's
protecting the car. The only difference is it's a person in a car.
I had a conversation with a bounty hunter, and he was like, we were just meeting up real quick, and we were just talking, catching up. And I was asking him what he was about to do that day, and he was like, yeah, you know, I got to go track down this car and put this tracking device under without him knowing. And I was just like, what? Like,
secret agent shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you're really into this, huh? And he has, like, a badge and all. I think that's one of the coolest jobs, actually. But you don't have to lie.
I watch videos like that on Facebook where it's like...
Yeah, I mean, there are, like, celebrity bounty hunters, right? That used to be a show, right?
Yeah, I just think it's funny because, like, you know, like, they really try... Like you're resisting arrest. Like they're really resisting arrest. like, yo, they really like risk getting tased.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm going to tase you. And then they just, like, get stabbed. Like, yo, who you get punctured and zapped. Like, yo, how does that threat not, like, you're not scared of getting shot?
Yeah, could you imagine, like, catching a bounty and then, like, you have to, like, tie a dude up, put him in your car, and drive him home?
But it's worse when there's, like, a gang, like, it would be like a trailer park just full of like hicks just guarding their grandma. Like, yo, bro, it's crazy. Like, yo, like, all right, we're pulling out lethal force, pulling out shotguns with metal pellets. Just yo, dog. I'm like, yo, y'all really would. I'm getting shot. Like, bro, you're only gonna, like, you're not, unless you're gonna kill these cops, you're not doing anything. Yeah. They're not gonna stop harassing you.
Yeah. So you were saying about one of the most boring jobs you've had.
So, but boring, as far as boring jobs, bro, I would say the corniest job I had was like Dutch 101.
Okay.
Just because like they could really used to wear that outfit, like
what outfit?
The fucking, like, you know, they had like the most shortest fucking you had to wear like these khaki shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, above bro. Knee? They were high up above knee, bro, but they were like square. Look at this shit. Bro, imagine wearing those fucking pants. Like, yo, those are like real SpongeBob square pants.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
But when I was there, they didn't have those t-shirts. It was literally fucking those burgundy polos.
Yeah.
Like, you really look like and then the visor, bro. The visor killed me. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, just give me a regular hat. Like,
is that like a first job? Because that doesn't seem like a bad first job.
That was my first job. It was an amusement park, and like, it had its perks. Don't get me wrong, but like, realistically, like, this is not paying the bills. Like, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
This is not like a livable wage. Like, like, for it being minimum wage on top of that. Like,
yeah, I mean, it looks like they just kind of employ like a very young crowd.
It was a very mixed crowd.
I wouldn't expect someone to just like kind of live off that.
Bro, there was you don't see these grown ass men right here? Like,
that's not a grown ass man,
bro. They have 5 o'clock shadows. No, they have 5 o'clock shadows wearing colorful.
Stop lying.
Colorful. They have 5 o'clock shadows.
Are you talking about that chick?
Yeah. Well, look, and with fucking Wiggles chucks. So you imagine being told you have to buy and wear these same colored chucks and, you know, buy green socks.
Oh, they have to buy the same color socks as their chucks.
Yeah, like, see,
wild. Just buy white chucks.
Is this a company expense? Like, are y'all paying for this? Like,
this is tax deductible. What the fuck?
Bro, rat. But like, I had to wear that stuff, bro. Like, and it's just, I don't know. Like, I like. The numbers, you feel me? It's more about the pay.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you're just young and just, it was one of your first jobs, and yeah. No. I think one of the
it's like retail.
Worst kind of jobs.
I did a lot of retail jobs.
Yeah.
And like, they were mad chill, and that's like the only reason I stayed, because I wasn't really working. I was still getting paid, but it's just like, I don't know how people make a career out of it.
It's very vicious, I feel like. Like, I the only retail job I ever had was at Aeropostale.
For real?
Oh my god, it was very short lived. Like, I could not handle that. Look, I was folding clothes like not like all fucking day.
I feel like it also depends on like
literally, I would like fold the stack and then like 10 minutes later it'd be fucking ruined.
Bro, like, it was nothing like working at like, I used to work at Route 21.
Mm-hmm.
I started retail at Echo Unlimited. That was like short lived for like 4 months
because
like that's when like Echo was really dying.
Okay.
It was a dying breed.
Who owns Echo right now?
I don't know, because they closed it down. So like, I don't know how long they've lasted, because that was years ago. And okay. After I got that, because I only wanted it for the retail experience, so I could get another retail job, like, somewhere I actually wanted. You know, like, I always wanted to work at like a Foot Locker, a PacSun, shit that I liked.
Yeah.
Like, feel me? So I could get that discount.
Mm-hmm.
But I never scored, and then I got a Route 21 job, and that was like the most interesting job in that aspect. But it was just like, so they like Route 21, like, they base their sales off of fragrances.
What do you mean?
Like,
explain that.
Like, they have their own chain of fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them, and they have like their own seasonals too. Like, they only drop.
Oh, so they kind of base everything around that.
Yeah, like that. Like, the, like, when I got hired, their base of operation was like, yo, sell as much cologne and perfume as you can.
Oh, okay.
And like, as far as like the clothes and everything, the clothes are so fucking cheap, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, like, I bought like some joggers from them, and they would just like rip, like, holes just rip.
Oh, the quality was
cheap. Yeah, like, you could wash them and a hole would be there. Yo, bro,
that's kind of how I feel about H&M pants right now.
But like, it was just,
I'll never buy
it was
H&M
just wild, because like,
again,
people would like,
you hear me, H&M, I'll never fucking buy those pants again. Go ahead,
sorry. Bro, like, I used to find, like, so many, like, sensors and, like, bro, they would just rob this job. Like, hangers, crazy hangers. Like, we would, because, you know, sometimes we do, like, floor sets where we move shit around. Or, yeah. Like, just, like a year clean where, like, we're dusting everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, bro, you would just find mad hangers on the ground. Like, yo, where the clothes? Like, yo, there's so many hangers.
You didn't catch any of them?
Yeah, we never, but like the way the outlets was, they never, like, you weren't supposed to chase anybody. Yeah, like, if you caught somebody stealing, that was like, it is what it was.
Yeah.
Like, and that joint got robbed one time. Like, my manager got robbed. Like, the girls, like, they came like last minute. They took the clothes, and then she had to call the police and everything. Like, they walked up with mad clothes, and she was just like yelling at them. I was you might as well just save your breath. Like, they weren't like, why would they listen?
I think I've seen some stuff like on WorldStar where like there's just mobs of people just like running up into like stores. Like, I think I saw one and it was just like mob of people just running up in a North Face and just grabbing a hug full of clothing
and just running out.
And I'm telling you, there's like 10 of them. Mm-hmm. And they just do it all at once. Just boom, boom, and gone. Like, and then some of them aren't even looking like they're trying to rob a place.
The security guard,
they'll be wearing like a tank top, like just straight up.
Yo, I was gonna say my sister's first baby dad, that nigga was a magician. Yo, he'd walk in with like,
oh, this is exactly the one I was talking about.
He'd walk in with like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yo,
9 people. Yo, just really straight just up. Run. 10. This guy's just trailing along. He didn't grab nothing. He just didn't grab shit.
Yo, but like, why? They're like all the same sizes. Like, imagine grabbing a rack of all larges. Like, you just gonna sell them off? You have to find large
resale. But yeah, I've been seeing a lot of videos like that.
But like, I'm just saying, like, nobody's gonna stop if you tell them.
Yeah, that's just how. I mean, imagine putting your life on the line for a company that pays you that much. Not worth it. Take the clothes.
Yeah, realistically.
I'm a go hide over here. How much you want from the register? I'll give it to you. What do you want? I don't have access to that. That's the honest truth. Like, yeah, I hear that. I used to work at a Five Guys, and if anyone was ever trying to rob me over some, like, whatever's in the drawer.
Did you ever get robbed?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying if they
would. If anyone ever tried to rob you, I just gave it to them.
Yeah, I'll just
give them some burgers on top. Like,
what do you want? If you're going to rob this place, you might as well go out with a bang. I'll serve you in all. Just make sure you keep the gun up. And
extra Five Guys sauce.
You're going to jail, but.
Right. Like, there's cameras, bro. I can't control that.
I can't control nothing. Like, I'll do whatever you say.
I remember that Turkey Hill on Columbia. I used to get robbed all the time.
Columbia.
By the KFC. They got robbed like 3 times in like a month.
I heard the one over.
Like, imagine just always getting licked.
I heard the one over in New Holland used to get robbed all the time too.
Yeah, like, I just think it's crazy that, like, people are still, like, you're still robbing gas. Of all places to rob, why a gas station? I get that they're open at all times, but like. Like, how much do you think you're really coming off with at a gas station? Like, that's where the big bucks are.
People will rob you for less, honestly.
Like, I just really, if you're going to rob, you might as well go big. Go bank heist.
Like, yo. Eddie is not encouraging any of you listeners to go fucking do a bank heist.
Just bank heist, bro. Yeah.
Let me talk to our listeners real quick. I feel like we don't talk to them enough.
Yo, I mean, seriously, though. I know a girl who robbed a bank, and she only came up with, like, $5,000.
Not enough.
Right. It's not enough, but I'm sure that's more than what you would get at, like, a gas station.
There's probably a lot of time. Well, I feel like you... I don't know. I feel like you get charged with the same thing no matter what you rob, right? Like, it's going to be, like, a... Probably. I feel like if you rob a bank, you might really get, like...
Time.
You might get some more time if you do a bank than if you do, like, a gas station.
Yeah, it's like federal money.
Yeah. Like, you'll, yeah. Like, you're a fugitive, dog. Like. Well, the internet doesn't want you to know.
Oh, Turkey Hill. Yo, delete your search history after this. That was too specific. Yeah. I mean, really put that.
We got your back, bro.
Yo, officer, please listen to this podcast.
It's my job, god damn it. You don't understand. If you would just give it a listen.
But you never had like a job. I don't know. You ever feel like you wasted your time at a certain job? Like it wasn't a job you just really hated. Like I can't believe I spent so much time there.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like, if I could have started sooner at my job, trust me, I would have.
I think I wasted a lot of my time. Like, not like I didn't waste a lot of my time. I think I wasted it. Like once I got to a certain point, it felt like a waste of time. Like I worked at a Five Guys for a year and like worked my way up into managing one, mm-hmm. or not managing an entire one, but I was helping. Managing, I guess. And like I think after that, like once I got like that promotion, I was kind of over it within like the first like couple months, and I was just like, yeah, like I'm kind of wasting my time. And I spent even more time just like working at that job, and literally like the next job I had, I was doing like less work and I got paid way more, you know, like finding that kind of job. I feel like that'd be the only reason where I'd be like, yeah, I wasted my time there, because I wasn't like currently looking. I feel like you should be like, if you're really not happy at your job, you should definitely be looking for another opportunity, you know?
Yeah,
because they're always out there. You really got to be looking.
Like, that's what I say. I feel like as I'm saying, I didn't really look. I got put on to where I work. Where I'm working at now was a friend put me on, and he doesn't even work there anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he doesn't even work there anymore. Granted, he you know. He split ways a different way.
Okay.
But he split ways a different way than I.
I don't know what that means.
But
I'm not going to pretend to.
But
say it, Eddie.
Fired.
I'm fucked. Okay, never mind.
Fired. I mean, I got fired, but like, that's just like how I feel. I'm like, I was working like double jobs at one point. I remember I was working at like at a bowling alley and a Subway at the same time. Like I would leave Subway at the mall.
How was Subway?
Subway?
Yeah.
It was actually pretty chill. Like, considering it was the one at the mall.
I'd work at a Subway.
It's easy. It's so fucking easy. It's just the pay's not great. It's an easy ass job. It's so cake, but the pay, like I said, the pay's not worth it. And you do deal with like some shitty customers. Like, a lady got mad at me one time because she ordered a sandwich that wasn't even on the menu.
Really?
It was like a secret Subway menu I was supposed to know about to her. She's like, it's a chicken parm. I'm like, bitch, do you see chicken parm on the menu? She's like, yeah, so you heat up the chicken breast, put the marinara sauce on it, and then add out the cheese. Like, bitch, like, that's not on the menu. Like,
I'm not doing that.
I'm like, yeah, like, yo, she got so mad. I made both the sandwiches, and then she just walked away. it was one of those moments where, like, I could have just been mad, ignorant, and ratchet, just threw the sandwiches at her. Like,
yeah.
Like, all right, bitch, they're in the house, like, because we're going to throw them away anyway. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But I used to wild out on my, like the one thing I loved about working at Subway was trying every fucking sub. Mm-hmm. I actually like eating Subway. So, yeah. I was always just trying, like, and I would experiment with the shit or, like.
Yeah.
And we had our own little trade going on.
Oh, I had the trade, too. With Five Guys and Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we had Asian. We had coffee. We were wedged in between two Chinese spots. So it's like, we would like give them. We would give them Subway cookies, and they would just give us Chinese food.
That's what's up. That's fair.
But we would. Yeah, we used to really rob that joint. Like I remember, I'd go and take like a dozen cookies to go. Yo, come home with a dozen Subway cookies, freshly made today. And a whole sandwich. Like, because you always got free shit anyway for lunch.
I got dinner. That's probably why they pay you so low.
Bro, rap. But, yo, even my manager, he would do the inventory. Mm-hmm. And he would order hamburgers. Subway has hamburgers.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I order it. He's like, for himself. Like, literally, but the owner actually pays for it, though. Like, even though we don't sell it or, like, people aren't asking for it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, he does the inventory and orders everything. Just like, boom. Hamburger patties. But he's the only one that gets to eat them on top of that. That's the one I didn't try.
Huh.
But nah. We're gonna keep going.
Alright.
I'm not done yet.
Alright.
So, I feel like we should. You wanna wrap it up?
Yeah. All right, we're like 120 in.
All right, bro,
off of this.
Go ahead.
You want me to wrap it up?
Nah, fuck.
I got you. I'll wrap it up.
Nah, I'm cool. Alright, yeah,
wrap it up.
So I want to thank y'all for we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. Once again, this is your boy Eddie and your boy Alex.
You.
And you also want to thank our fact checker Al Mir.
Yes, you said it right.
Yeah, you know, it's not that hard.
I'm sorry. I'm illiterate.
Yo, just slaughtering his name. Like, you ever watch that Key and Peele skit with the substitute teacher?
Yeah.
Joe Quellen? Hey, Aaron. Nice. Be nice if you give me some silly ass name. Balake. Like, but yeah, we want to thank y'all again. We just want to remind y'all that we stream on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we drop our videos on YouTube every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So yeah, just, you know what I mean? Stay ready for us next Monday and stay up, stay woke.
We'll be back.
What?